Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
A factual data creation facility production.
Welcome to the OFNT Podcast, episode 227, which I'm calling Condensed. The heat wave we've been experiencing is over, well, at least for now. I actually had to use a blanket last night. The temperatures are about the same, but the humidity has gone down. As I've stated before, until I'm settled down in Tennessee, episode lengths of the OFNT Podcast will be sporadic. This one happens to be short. Instead of recording this episode at the new place, I decided to just record it here in New York, a day earlier. We'll be leaving very early Sunday morning, and I wouldn't be in any shape to record after a 10-plus hour drive. You know, I'm not as young as I used to be.
Yes.
While updating the firmware for my Luit Connect 6 audio interface, I bricked it, and I had to delete all Luit files and reinstall everything. You know, tech can sometimes be frustrating. Anyway, strap yourself in because the show is about to begin. Yay! Corrections. Before I begin, last week, while describing the Compound Media-censored TV merger that most probably either skipped or stopped listening to the episode altogether, that's how niche this story was, I stated that Censored TV didn't have a studio. Well, it does indeed have one, but none of the other shows on the network are allowed to access it. That's probably because the studio is located at the home of the owner of Censored TV, and that would be Mr. Gavin McGinnis. This, of course, is a downgrade from the Compound Media Studio, which was open to all the Compound Media shows, and most likely explains why none of the Compound Media shows will be appearing on the new network. Some shows just don't work from home studios. Okay, I hear ya. Let's just get started. Tech news. From PCMag.com, massive Microsoft outage bricks computers, fault flights worldwide, reads the headline. This headline is somewhat unfair to Microsoft, as the blame is squarely on the shoulders of cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, who released a bad update to its Falcon Endpoint and Threat Intelligence product. More on CrowdStrike later. I was woken up Friday morning by a phone call my wife received from a friend asking if we still had internet service, because they sure didn't. I quickly confirmed that we did indeed have an internet connection, so I guess my internet service provider doesn't use CrowdStrike products. Upon dragging myself out of bed to check out the news, I learned that besides ISPs, airlines, banks, public transportation, cellular providers, and more were impacted by this blunder. The country that seemed the most affected was Australia, made evident by Sky News' YouTube channel having no new updates since early Thursday evening local time. CrowdStrike quickly stated that the outage wasn't the result of a cyber attack and that the company was hard at work in order to resolve this issue. The company's stock has reflected the current loss of confidence in their products since the outage. In my opinion, the biggest problem encountered was the loss of Microsoft 365, which is the cloud version of Microsoft's Office Suite, which the U.S. and other governments around the world run on. As of early evening Friday, all but the Teams video conferencing app part of MS 365 were restored. Well, it's a good thing that most internet servers run on the Linux operating system, or this could have been a lot worse. CrowdStrike was formed by former ex-intelligence operatives and FBI agents back in 2011, and is best known for attempting to mitigate and investigate the Sony Studios hack and the DNC hack of 2016, which, as you probably know, leaked the internal emails of that political party, causing much embarrassment, which some blame for Hillary Clinton's losing the presidential race that year. CrowdStrike blamed the Russians. Well, of course they would, but the jury is still out on that one, and I'll just leave that right there. I don't want to be accused of being some crazy conspiracy theorist. I'll just say if there was ever a spook-run cybersecurity firm that appears to still be in the game, then CrowdStrike would be the spookiest of them all. Reference my explanation on how antivirus software really works back on episode 223. That will explain how spooky it all is. Another lesson that should be learned is don't trust the cloud for mission-critical functions. In another blow to the old Wintel platform, which has dominated computing for a very, very long time, the Friday Checkout YouTube channel reports that the much-touted latest computer chips from Intel have problems, and many problems, which cause system crashes and memory errors, amongst other things. In response, Intel has stated, yeah, that's right, absolutely nothing about a fix for this issue. Motherboard manufacturers state that Intel's suggested fix to them is to underclock chips, which of course will degrade overall performance. Well, way to go, Intel, and this is after receiving billions in financial aid from the U.S. government. Intel is one of the last chip designers and fabrication companies left in the United States, and I hope they can get things in order quickly or the industry will completely pass them by. You know, this is the problem with companies that absolutely dominate in their fields. Innovation goes away, taken over by maximizing profits. Anyway, if you really feel a need to have a Windows-like experience, my advice would be to go with a AMD chip machine and run a Linux distro that mimics Windows. Of course, that's only if you can do without all the AI garbage that's being pushed these days. Or you can always come to the dark side and switch to Mac OS. Either way, you would have avoided both the CrowdStrike and Intel boondoggle. But hey, what do I know? I'm just an old fart who happens to have a microphone.
Yes.
Engadget.com reports that the outrageous camera hump, their words, not mine, of the upcoming Pixel 9 has been confirmed by Google. This confirmation came from an apparently leaked, wink wink, introduction video from the Big G itself. Judging from the still shots, yeah, the camera bump has grown slightly larger this year. But maybe that's because of the massive camera upgrades that will be coming with the new Pixel. It's true, it'll be hard to fit this phone into the pockets of hipster skinny jeans, and especially hard for those women who like to place their phones in the back pocket of their skin-tight pants.
Aw, yeah.
But besides those examples of where not to carry your expensive smartphone, the Pixel 9 is not made for these users. These types would be better served with a skinny Samsung or iPhone. I don't know about you, but I really don't care about camera bumps or ultra-thin bezels on my phone. I wear big boy pants, usually equipped with cargo pockets. Plus, those types of pants hide the adult diapers I'm wearing.
Hello there.
If there are no pockets my phone will fit in, available, I'll just carry my phone in, gasp, my hand. It was a quiet news week in tech, so I guess the author was looking for something to write about. MUO.com has an article about the top 6 email services that are the best at blocking spam. The list is as follows. Proton Mail, Tuta, which was formerly known as Tutanota, Gmail, Zoho Mail, Mailfence, and Fastmail. I've used Proton, Tuta, and Gmail, and have heard of Zoho and Fastmail, but Mailfence is new to me. I can vouch for the ones I use or have used, and I never receive spam in my inbox using them. Well, I stopped using Tuda years ago because the user interface wasn't to my liking. Maybe I'll give it another look in the future. Gmail is surprisingly good at rejecting spam. I guess that intrusive scanning is good for something.
Yes.
Well, I can tell you what the worst two services are for spam mail constantly bombarding your inbox, in my experience. They would be Outlook and Yahoo. I don't know why Microsoft can't seem to get this right. You know, Outlook is used by most large businesses around the world and a bunch of governments to boot. Yahoo is owned by Verizon, the last time I checked, and they've been trying to sell the service off for a while now, so I guess they really don't care. Well, it's a good thing that the tech news this week was so sparse. If it weren't, I wouldn't have had the time to report on all the stories. The next big event on the docket is the Made by Google event, scheduled to take place in August. I'm looking forward to that one, more so than the previous Google events. I'm still hoping for a new Google Chromebook. Tech I'm using. Amazon's Prime Days were again disappointing to me this year. Only one item on my list was actually discounted. I saved $10 on a computer chair. I still place my orders for a more expensive computer chair and a computer desk. The cheaper of the two chairs will be awaiting us when we arrive in Tennessee tomorrow, while the other items will be delivered by the 29th, that being the date my computer desk is scheduled to be delivered. Yeah, I was hoping to have that desk in time for the recording of my next episode. Aww. Well, at least I'll have a decent chair for that recording, which will take place in the kitchen of my new place once again. What can you do? I'm really pleased with my new Sony MDR-7506 headphones. They're a lot more comfortable than the old Audio-Technica ATH-M40X cans I've been using. Oh, these Sony headphones are $10 cheaper on Amazon, which kind of ticks me off.
What?
Yeah, I kind of hate when that happens. I'll be lugging my 40-inch LG television down to Tennessee along with an older Apple TV box. Both have been sitting unused in my bedroom for quite a while now. These days, my lovely wife and I wind up falling asleep every time we attempt to watch television while lying in bed. I guess that's a sign of encroaching old age, unfortunately, for us. At least we'll be able to watch television on a screen bigger than the 15 inches of my MacBook Air while we're at the new place, until we buy a proper-sized television for our living room. I'm having one problem with my iPad Pro, though. I can't seem to reply to non-iMessage text using it for some reason. And yes, I've checked all my settings. Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't know. Beyond that, all my tech is functioning as it should, and that's a good thing.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Entertainment news. I watched the season finale of The Boys last Thursday. It doesn't appear to be the show's last season as I had erroneously thought, as there were a couple of cliffhangers in that episode. I enjoyed the season, but I'm sort of getting tired of the endless anti-Christianity and patriotism, which has taken over center stage this just completed season. I mean, these things were present during the first three seasons, but has really come on strong in this fourth season. The Boys' fifth season will indeed be its final one, so we'll see how it all turns out. I'm sure there'll be spin-offs. And speaking of which, whatever happened to the third season of Amazon's freebies, Bosch Legacy? It's the spin-off of Bosch, which was the most successful original series on Amazon Prime Video. There are no concrete updates as to when the third season is set to be released. Supposedly, filming wrapped up in May of this year. Another series that's finally making a comeback is FX's The Old Man. The first season of a series completed in June of 2022. That's right, 2022. The second season is set to air in September of this year. And that's over 2 years between seasons.
What?
And I think that's just ridiculous. Well, this seems to be the case with a number of streaming services' original series. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Netflix. Whatever happened to season two of The Squid Game and other series where the description reads, "It's confirmed, season two or whatever is coming." These multi-year time frames between seasons makes one lose interest. Don't you agree?
Yes.
A number of television series I had invested myself in have been canceled. Paramount Plus's Halo and Joe Pickett hurt the most. I guess that's how it goes these streaming days. Podcast news. The only thing a note to report from the world of podcasting incorporated is there's an uproar against these so-called brand safety services, which are basically censorship clearinghouses, in my opinion. These services are being blamed for the decrease in advertising revenue within the podcasting sphere, as they give unsafe ratings based just on one word to various shows, especially on shows hosted by African Americans. When these brand safety services were formed, I assume the founders thought they'd be censoring those shows not towing the government agenda line. But this has appeared to have backfired. No matter the solutions these brand safety services come up with in order to rectify this situation, I'm sure it will still be bad for the industry. Podcast hosting services like Blueberry refuse to cooperate with brand safety services, and that's worthy of respect. As I said in the last episode, I'll be taking my Lewitt Connect 6 audio interface along with me on this trip down to Tennessee. Using my old analog gear was fine, even nostalgic, but a digital signal processing equipped interface is much easier to operate and sounds better. This time I'll also have the iZotope RX8 Elements plugin package with me, which will allow me to clean up the audio much better than the basic plugins provided by Hindenburg that I used last time. Though this is an older version of the RX series, it'll be good enough for now. I'll most likely be setting up for recording on the island in the middle of my new kitchen again, but as I've mentioned previously, at least I'll have a better chair this time to record from. I'll probably also be bringing my old Electric Voice RE320 microphone. It sounds better on my voice than the even older Rode Procaster mic I used the last time I recorded the episode down there. The RE20 also adds a bit of sparkle to the recording, which doesn't hurt. It's too bad my new desk won't be there in time for the recording of the next episode, though. Before I go, here are some podcast recommendations I have for you. Audio Dramas, The Strata, Haunted, the audio drama, Ominous Thrill, and the No Sleep podcast. No Sleep is all one word, and they're having a great season this year. For news, the world and everything in it is good. For media deconstruction, the best podcast in the universe. That's how they describe themselves, and they're not far off. That would be the No Agenda podcast, hosted by OG tech author and media personality John C. Dvorak and the Podfather himself, Adam Curry. The music is playing, and not only does that signal the ending of another episode of the OFNT podcast, it also signals me to get ready for bed, as I have a long drive ahead of me tomorrow. Hope you enjoyed the episode. I enjoyed making it for you. If you like what you heard, you can make a donation using the link in the show notes. Any and all donations will be greatly appreciated. And as always, you can reach me at ofntpodcast@gmail.com, and that's only if you're so inclined. I'd enjoy hearing from you, so drop me a line. Remember, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. With this cooler weather, don't you have something better to do? So why don't you get off my lawn? Stay skeptical. I'm out.
See ya.
How do people feel about getting Bic Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.